It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Detroit is broke, but a federal judge is holding hearings to determine whether Detroit is broke enough to qualify for bankruptcy protection. The court is examining whether the city has done everything possible to put more money in its coffers. Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports one thing is certain. Detroit is struggling to bring into its coffers tax revenue.
In a hallway outside the tax assessor's office at Detroit City Hall, Ron Jacobs fidgets on a bench. He just got a tax bill from the city, but he's out of work and has been for years.
Oh, yeah, I've received letters, you know, that I owe back taxes and things like that, but, hey, you know, you can't get water out of a rock, put it that way.
Jacobs wonders whether there's really any point to paying city taxes with Detroit poised to go bankrupt.
You can't get any services anymore, you know, whether it be water, it be tree removal, you know, police department, fire department, you know, I mean, it's like it's you on your own.
Delivering services has grown increasingly difficult as Detroit's tax base eroded. The city lost a quarter of its population during the last decade alone. In 2010, Detroit Mayor Dave Bing launched the first in a series of tax amnesty and collection efforts to convince those left in the city to pay up.
We are owed a lot of money. We got some outstanding receivables. We went to the outside and we got a collection firm, quite frankly, that went out and collected. We thought we were going to get $3 million. We got almost $7 million.
But it has not been enough. A recent investigation by the Detroit News found in 2011 only about half of property taxes in the city were paid in full. But officials who deal with Detroit's tax problems say the city also shoulders blame.
These are people who have to stand in line to beg the city to collect their money.
Ombudsman Doreen Brown says many Detroiters are taxed on property they no longer own or never receive a tax bill at all. With Detroit forcing workers to take an unpaid day off every 2 weeks, Brown says she gets thousands of calls from residents trying to pay their taxes, like a downtown restaurant owner.
He was furious. The finance office was closed because it was a furlough day. He left a check for us for $25,000. We're not even a revenue-generating department.
Police say some inside City Hall are working Detroit's antiquated tax collection system to their own advantage. About $300,000 disappeared over a five-year period from City Hall cash registers where residents pay taxes. When Michigan's governor appointed an emergency manager over Detroit's finances, Kevin Orr found an income tax system that has been grossly mismanaged for many years.
What shocked me was the tolerance for this behavior for decades. This has been going on for a very long time, and to say the least, it is at best unorthodox. I know a lot of people outraged at my appointment. My take, I wish there had been a lot more outrage over the past 10, 20 years.
At a Detroit bus stop, Betty Waters says she and many others here know that financial calamity has been brewing for decades.
This has been going on since 1960. It's not just beginning. With the different mayors we had, they tried to cover it up, but they couldn't do it anymore.
Waters says the lack of tax revenue trickles down to her.
It was a time when the streets was clean. You didn't see no snow. Everything was clean off the street. Now you come down here, you have to have a cane to hold you up, keep you from falling with the snow on the sidewalk.
Emergency manager Orr says Detroit needs more than $80 million just to fix its IT department, including the computerized tax collection system, and he wants to pump millions more into improving public services over the next decade. But Orr won't be organizing that. It's Detroit's future leaders who will have to collect taxes and provide services residents believe are worth paying for. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.